భగవద్గీత 1.25 భీష్మద్రోణ ప్రముఖతః సర్వేషాం చ మహీక్షితాం ఉవాచ పార్థ పశ్యైతాన్ సమవేతాన్ కురునితి. సో హియర్ సంజయ్ స్పీకింగ్ అండ్ ఈజ్ రిపోర్టింగ్ ది యాక్షన్ దట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ ఆన్ ద వార్ ఫీల్డ్. So as per Arjuna's request, Krishna has taken the chariot in between the two armies, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye. And what is happening there has been described. Bhishma Drona Pramukhtaha. So in the Kaurava army, Bhishma and Drona are the Pramukha. They are the most prominent warriors and they were the commanders of the Kaurava army for the longest time. Bhishma was for 10 days. Drona was for 5 days. Now Karna, despite his much wanted prowess, lasted only for 2 days. And Shalya lasted for 1 day, Ashwatthama for 1 night. So by far Bhishma and Drona were the most formidable warriors. So Bhishma Drona Pramukhataha. So they are Pramukha in terms of their being the most foremost warriors. Additionally, they are Pramukha also in the eyes of Arjuna. You know, among all the warriors on the Kaurava side, against whom he does not want to fight. Although the Kauravas have grievously insulted him and the Pandavas, and they deserve to be punished. Still, Arjuna also actually joined Krishna's peace initiative. But he doesn't have much reluctance to kill Duryodhana and his party because he knows that they are evil and for the sake of dharma, unless they change, they need to be killed. But he does have a lot of reluctance, apprehension about killing Bhishma and Drona. Bhishma is his beloved grandfather and he has been like a virtual father also for him, because Pandu departed when the Pandavas were quite young, and thereafter it is Bhishma who acted as their father. And Drona was of course their teacher, and the relationship between Drona and Arjuna went far deeper than just a relationship between a formal teacher and student. So Arjuna became the favorite student of Drona because Arjuna was so eager to learn, so submissive and so expert. And Arjuna also was profoundly grateful to Drona, not just for the lessons in archery that he had taught, but also for the blessings that Drona had given, and also for having been an overall counselor and mentor. So they were Pramukha in the eyes of Arjuna. So Bhishma Drona Pramukhataha. So as he came in the middle of the battlefield, he saw them prominently. Now it could also be that, and Krishna placed the chariot in the middle of the two armies. Where did he place it? He could have placed it in front of Bhishma and Drona. So that Krishna also knew the heart of Arjuna. Krishna wanted them not to be killed. So Arjuna did not want to hurt, especially those two venerable elders. And knowing that, Arjuna would want to see them at least. So Krishna placed them. Sarvesham cha Mahikshitam. They were chief, but along with that, there were many other warriors. Mahikshitam. So there were many. Mahikshitam refers to kings. There were many soldiers also in the army, but they were not prominent. They were behind the... In the past, the kings would lead their armies right from the front. So the kings were assembled right at the front. Sarvesham, all of them, Mahikshitam, great kings, great formidable warriors. And then, Uvacha Partha Pashyaitan. Uvacha. So who spoke this? This is actually Krishna. So Krishna is referred to as Rishikesho in the previous verse. He is the doer of the action. The first action is that he brought the chariot in between the two armies. And now the next action is that he is bringing to attention Arjuna, the armies, watch partha pashyaitan, oh Arjuna, see.
This is what you want.
Samavetan kuruniti. See all the Kurus who are assembled here. This is what we wanted to see. You see. So actually in the first chapter of the Gita, Krishna does not speak any full words. There is no Sri Bhagavan Uvacha in the first chapter. The first time Sri Bhagavan Uvacha will occur in the second chapter, 2.2 and 3, and that will also be a pep talk. The serious philosophical instruction of Bhagavan, in the position of Bhagavan, will begin from 2.11. And here, there is only one fragment of a verse. It is almost like 1/8 of a verse, 1/7, 1/6 or 1/8 of a verse, where Uvacha partha pashyaitan. So, O partha si pashya.
Etan. Samavetan kuruniti. Just see all the Kauravas are assembled here. Of course, it's almost like half a verse.
Not 1/6 or 1/8. From Uvacha onwards, partha pashyaitan. O partha si samavetan kuruniti. So, Krishna is fulfilling the request of Arjuna. And has got their chariot in front of the Kauravas. And he's going to display
the... He's going to see what is happening.
Here, one important point is, the word Pashya will come again and again. In fact, it has already come.
In 1.21, Arjuna uses the word nirikshe, which is also related to the eyes. Iksha, eyes. I want to see. And then, again, 23 it has come.
Yotsimanan avekshiham. I want to see. And then Krishna is telling Arjuna here, pashyaitan.
You wanted to see, you know, see. So, 21, 23, 25. And then again,
in 26 also, katra pashyat. Arjuna will see all those warriors.
And then, so in this way, repeatedly, then the next verse also it will come.
Tan samiksha. So, 27th also.
Verse is coming. Iksha. Seeing. And then, again, the word 30th also.
Nimittani chapashyami. I'm not able to see. That seeing, of course, refers there not to a literal, physical, visual seeing, but refers to metaphorical seeing. But I'm not able to see any way ahead. We'll come to that when we come to 1.30. Just like sometimes in a conversation, somebody explains a point, then we say, I see. That see doesn't refer to visual seeing. It refers to intellectual comprehension. So, that pashyami refers to, I cannot intellectually comprehend any way ahead. But, so although the word pashya comes many times, but majority of the times it refers not to a metaphorical understanding, but to a physical seeing. And what is the significance of this emphasis, repeated emphasis on physical seeing? Actually, while we are in material existence, quite often the eyes are the way to illusion and the ears are the way out of illusion. When we see some things with our eyes, in general in this world, we can't see the soul. We can't see Krishna. They are spiritual realities and our senses are caught at the material level of perception. So because we can't see these higher realities, so therefore we get caught in what we see. And we get caught in material realities. Material things are also real, but they are temporary. And when they consume our vision completely, and they consume our thinking completely, then we act divorced from our spiritual interests and thus we go deeper into illusion. So, an overemphasis on seeing at the expense of hearing can be disastrous from the perspective of our ability to choose the right course of action. And this is what happens to Arjuna. As the narrative of the Bhagavad Gita will unfold, Arjuna's eyes take him into illusion and it is his ears that will take him out of the illusion. It is only when Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita, then Arjuna sees the spiritual truths underlying the material perceptions that he's having, the visual perceptions that he's having, and thereby Arjuna becomes reinstated in his determination to act virtuously, act boldly. So in our case also, if we give too much emphasis on seeing, then we will start feeling that, oh, there is so much to enjoy in this world. And we may also feel, oh, life as a devotee is so deprived. There are so many things I can't do. What is the point of all this? But when we hear, then we understand that actually what promises enjoyment in this world, it only gives a very pathetically meager enjoyment followed by a lot of suffering. And what seems to be deprivation at the material level is actually the process for elevation to the spiritual level where one can experience unlimited happiness. So, we need to hear. We certainly can't live with closed eyes, and it is not that Arjuna as a warrior is expected to have closed eyes. He certainly has to have his eyes alert, open and alert to fight the war. But over-reliance on the eyes at the expense of heard wisdom, especially heard spiritual wisdom that takes us to things deeper than what the eye can see, such over-reliance on the eyes at the expense of the ears can be the cause of disaster, of disastrous wrong choices. And that is what will happen with Arjuna. And that is what is signified by the repeated usages of the words like Pashya. And Krishna himself uses Pashyaita. Now, Krishna facilitates our desires. If we want to see, then Krishna will facilitate us to see. If we want to hear, Krishna will facilitate our desire to hear. And that's what he does to Arjuna. First Arjuna says, I want to see. Krishna facilitates that. Later on, Arjuna says, please tell me, I want to hear. And Krishna will allow us to hear also. So, whenever we start seeing things which seem to delude us, then we should immediately pray to Krishna. Krishna, please guide me. Please remind me of your scriptural wisdom. Please remind me of your message. Let me hear your words, and by that, let me see things properly, in truth, and not as I am seeing presently under illusion. Thank you.